Welcome to the Dellingpod with me, James Dellingpole. I just wanted to give you a heads up about the latest special guest. He's fantastic. He's Dr. James Todaro. You may have heard of him. He was the earliest guy to write about the potential ability of hydroxychloroquine to sort out coronavirus. And he's been pushing this message ever since. He talks to me about this and about Lancet Gate, the humiliation, the abject humiliation of the world's second most talked about medical journal, edited by a hard left activist. It's an interesting story. I think you're going to love it. Now, if you want to hear it now, just sign up to my Patreon, which is incredibly good value. I mean, you don't have to pay much to support me. You get early access to my podcast. You also get my Not My Spectator column and loads of other writing besides, because I'm doing a lot more writing for my Patreon site now. So please support me in the work I do. You will make me more powerful and more able to do cool things that you'll enjoy. So it's a win-win situation. Thank you very much for listening. Bye. I'm interested. I hadn't realized that you published the first paper on hydroxychloroquine as a potential. I mean, I'm familiar with I wrote about this for Breitbart, and what I found was that there was a 2005 paper on, you must have read this, how hydroxychloroquine was being used as a treatment for SARS, which is basically coronavirus SARS-1, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So was that what inspired you, or was it the anecdotal reports coming out of China where I think they'd been using it there as well?
It was actually a combination of all those. So first of all, as a physician, I was very familiar with hydroxychloroquine. It's something, one of the main side effects is visually. So, but that's after 5 years of using the medication, not after a small prophylactic or treatment course. But so I started seeing a combination of all. So there was that 2005 study looking at its efficacy in SARS-1. There was anecdotal reports coming out from China and South Korea where it was being used in their treatment guidelines. There was in vitro evidence of its efficacy in primate cells. And then, you know, all this together, what really was surprising to me is I had not heard a single thing about it mentioned in the mainstream media or by, you know, a lot of researchers. It was all remdesivir or, you know, some of these other, you know, on patent medications. And so that was very surprising to me, and my colleague, Greg as well, who co-authored the paper with me, he had been doing research on the antiviral effects of chloroquine for about a decade. So he was very familiar with the medication as well. We teamed together, put out that report. Elon Musk tweeted it out, I think a day or two later, and then about 3 or 4 days later, the president's talking about it in that press.
So it's all your fault, basically.
This controversy is apparently all my fault. It all came from our report, which is published in a Google Doc that was taken down by Google and is still down by Google.